Sylvia and me.
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 Hi, I'm Sylvia Beckerman. Join me today as I talk to an extraordinary woman who is changing the world by making a difference in her life and the lives of those around her.
Hi, I'm Kristen Jensen, former actress and model, now content creator, photographer, videographer. I actually help people with their personal branding. Welcome to Sylvia and Me.
Kristen, thank you so much and welcome to the podcast. You know, one of the things that I've wanted to talk to you for quite some time, I've seen your work. I've actually seen some of your photos from when you were a model and an actress. And one of the things that I've noticed is in your work that you are able to bring out something in people that they wouldn't know that they actually had hidden inside of them. And you do that through the lens, as I say, and as you say, beyond the lens. So how do you manage to get somebody who really has no self-confidence, yet they want to move forward with their lives, and so they come across you and they want you to either take their picture or actually bring them out? How do you manage to do that?
It's really great when a client comes to me and I have the time to work with them prior to doing, let's say, a photo shoot or a video shoot. So I have a little more prep time and lead time, because otherwise, if it's somebody that hires me to photograph them for their personal branding or their business branding or to do a video and I meet them on that day, it's kind of like speed self-esteem. It's trying to build them up very quickly. But what I really try to do with people and what I see in people is the very best. I mean, anybody can have a camera and anybody can have the right lens. But if you don't really see the best in people and see the best in that, the highest thought, the very best, they won't see it either. So I really work from the inside out. I believe that self-esteem and how you feel about yourself is a total inside job. It's not totally based on everything being perfect. It's not perfect looks. It's not being the perfect model or the perfect body. I mean, I know that even from having to do it myself.
Yeah, I understand. In your career as, you know, as a model, and being an actress, I can't imagine anyone telling you that, you know, maybe you didn't fit exactly what they were looking for. How were you able to handle that?
That was really tough. I didn't grow up with a lot of self-esteem. I didn't have parents and family and people clapping all the time and saying you're beautiful or you're this. I didn't think I was very pretty, but I somehow wound up in the industry. And it's a tough business. It's a really tough business.
I'm sure the competition, you know, everyone, that's all really it's about is basically looks, looks, looks. And that's got to be very, very tough.
It is. But when you realize it is a business and that it is just a look, and it's kind of a roll of the dice. I mean, you go on these castings and somebody likes you, you have the right tone of voice, you have the right look, you have the right sparkle in your eye, and boom, you get booked. But there's no magic remedy to that. The modeling and acting world is so random, and it's a lot of luck. I mean, you've got to have the talents, and yes, you have to be good looking, but there's so many elements involved to actually booking a job.
Well, there's so many elements in somebody learning to accept themselves and have that self-esteem and actually be able to be comfortable in front of the camera, whether it be, you know, a still photo or a fun video, which I know that you're doing a lot of these days. So there are a lot of women who I know that you've worked with who might be going back out into the dating world after whether it be a divorce or a loss of a spouse, and how do you make them comfortable? What do you need to know about them in order to know in what direction you want to take them?
I think the first thing I try to do is interview and really talk to the person and get to know them. I work a lot with women. I work with men too, but primarily women. And I really like to get to know who they are and what makes them tick. So I have to kind of size things up rather quickly, like we all do in business, right? I mean, you have to sort of figure it out and figure out their strong points. And I really try to work on that, and whether that's their aesthetic or what's going on inside, whatever they are trying to convey. So I really try to push and work on that. I think that most people I meet, I would say about 98%, don't like being photographed.
Oh, who does?
It's like going to the dentist, you know? I mean, who likes it, right? But in the end, after you have a photo session with me, most people are very relaxed and happy. I usually jump in and help with poses and try to find the best body angles and positions and smiles. And, you know, I really work at, not even at the job, but I also work with the people that I'm photographing or doing a documentary on and learn more about them and try to find their best light.
Well, that's, to me, that's so important because it shows. And one of the things that I know, you know, there are people who go through, they're trying to figure out where they are in life and, you know, maybe they have a good day here, a bad day there, but what you're giving them is something that they could take a look at when they're down and say, wow, wait a minute, let me pull out that picture.
Right.
Let me, you know, I'll throw on that video that I had just for fun, because it doesn't always have to be for a specific reason. You ever have people come just to have a day with you, to be photographed, just to have a fun video, and they might not even know why they're doing it, other than the fact that they want to have a good time.
I do have that sometimes, not that often, because honestly, a lot of people are camera shy. They don't really want to be in front of the camera, but it's kind of like playing dress up when you come to my studio. It's a fun experience. It's uplifting. You don't want to leave. You just want it to continue. It's a feel good. I always say, you know, how we have those days. Some days we just look in the mirror and we're like, hey, I'm okay. I'm all right. I look okay. That's the kind of day that I give you, is that it's you on your very best day.
And you know, not just dating, but there are people who are going back into the workforce, and with all the social media and LinkedIn and Facebook and, you know, your Instagram pages and so on that you need, that is totally different than going up on a dating website. So how do you kind of, you know, split them? Because you might have somebody who says, you know, I'm going back into the workforce and I want to jump into the dating field.
I have that happen more often than you think. And most people are a little shy even when they ask me. They say, listen, I'm doing this for my business or my website or, you know, my business branding, but can you throw in a shot of me because I want to put up something on Match.com? And it's more and more common. You know, people make an impression about us in 2/10 of a second.
Totally.
And it goes for your website. I mean, everybody Googles everybody. So whatever you have out there pops up first. That's the impression they're going to make. So it's so important these days to preserve and really take care of your personal brand and what's out there and what is online. So it's really advantageous to have the right pictures, have a great video, and have these assets of yourself that really show you in the best light.
I know when I first met you, it was at some women's event, and you were bopping around. You had so much energy that I knew that at some point I needed to connect with you, because I am exceedingly camera shy, and you were able to bring out, we had such fun that day that I went and said, okay, now I want a video. And I would never have thought that I would be at all comfortable doing anything like that. And you gave me the confidence that I've been able to take a look on days that I feel absolutely ick if that's a word, and take out those pictures and go, you know what? That was a feel good. I can do that again. So I see that. I know that you were able to do it with me, and I've heard from other people how they felt after having a session, a day, even just talking to you on the interview and really getting ready to have that day with you. So on top of that, as you were building your business, and when did you get interested in photography?
I've always been interested in photography. Even when I started modeling, I was 18 years old, and I had a fascination for it, and I grew up really pretty much in the industry. So I worked with top fashion photographers, and I traveled to many, many countries and had a long, very long modeling career, longer than most people, because I constantly reinvented myself. I cut my hair, I changed this, I dyed my hair. changed my style. I was always reinventing myself and constantly changing, trying to fit into whatever was going on at that time, which is very important.
It's very hard to do.
It is. And now with what's happening with technology and what's happening with social media and how fast everything's moving, you even have to be faster. You have to move faster. So I think that really helped me. Just having that background and always having to sort of change and mold and be that person or be that certain part to get that job. I mean, that's how I made a living.
Well, it takes a lot of courage to not everyone's able to do that. And a lot of people are stuck in a rut and they don't realize that if they open their eyes and move just a little over and open their minds that the world is really out there. You could basically do a lot of what you'd like to do if you only open your eyes and open your mind. And you've been in, I believe you were living in California for some time, weren't you?
Yeah, I grew up in California and then was discovered by an agency in France to be a model. And I went over to Paris for 6 weeks to do the collections and basically never came home. So just one thing led to another. I got into acting, and then I always had a passion for photography. And what happened towards the end of my modeling career is that I took a Hi8 video camera, which at the time was very popular, and I went around on every single job and videotaped behind the scenes, interviewed models, interviewed makeup artists, hairdressers, photographers, and I put together my very first production, my video, and I started a production company. So I was doing that sort of in tandem with the photography. So I actually started video before photography and then went full into photography, and then now I'm back doing video, so it's kind of a full circle.
Certainly is.
Yeah, and what happened was is when what was so exciting was just getting behind the camera, behind the lens, and having a say-so, having a voice, being able to say what I wanted. Going into an editing room was so exciting. I would be up almost all night editing. I loved it so much. So I knew that was what I wanted to do, was be on the other side of the camera. And that I officially started my business, Kristen Jensen Productions, in 2003.
Were you in Connecticut by then?
I was in Connecticut. So I moved from California to New York City in 1990, and I lived in the city for close to 10 years, and then I moved out to Connecticut.
And how different is Connecticut from California?
Well, in January, it's not so much fun. Growing up in California, I think I was pretty lucky to live out there, and especially near San Francisco, which is so beautiful. It's very different than Los Angeles. I love Connecticut now. Now Connecticut's my home. I raised my son here. My business is here.
And the other thing that I would like to mention is that you've grown your business all the time while being a single parent and raising your son on your own. That's pretty impressive.
I guess it is when I look back on it. It was a wing and a prayer. I just I went for it. To be honest with you, I worked with a life coach when life coaches weren't even popular. And I was unclear about what direction I really wanted to go. I knew I had an eye for photography. I knew that I really liked production, and I also liked interior design. I had a lot of different things, and I worked with someone that really honed in my talents, and then I wound up choosing production and photography, which was a good choice. And I was a single mom. I brought home this baby from the hospital and was sitting out in Ridgefield, Connecticut, wondering what the heck I was going to do. And then I decided this is what I'm going to do. And so I officially opened up in 2003, and I just started shooting and meeting a lot of people. I do a lot of philanthropic work through the community. I've met a lot of people that way, just through those kind of projects.
Well, tell us, when you mentioned philanthropic, I know that you do a lot of giving back. Can you describe exactly what that is? Because that's something that I think most people would love to hear about.
I think giving back, I don't care what business you're in or what you're doing or where you are in your life or what age you are, when you can do something that doesn't have anything really to do with you, but you're helping other people, it really takes the pressure off.
It does. Now, I want you to expand on what you do in helping women with breast cancer and getting through that process and maybe even afterwards.
Yeah, so I started photographing breast cancer survivors 11 years ago. A girl was 24 years old, and I found out she had breast cancer, and the first thing I said to her was, can I photograph you? I mean, I don't know why I said it, but now I do, is because it just opened up a whole lot of doors for other women to come to me, and for me to offer them sort of a beauty healing process, experience. So when women come to me that have survived breast cancer, they have their hair and makeup done. We sit down, we talk for a while, I get to know them. I don't know how I'm going to photograph them or what I'm going to do until I get to know them a little bit. And then we do the shoot, and they're always completely blown away by the pictures. They didn't think they were beautiful. Maybe they went through really traumatic surgeries or who knows what, because every woman has a different experience, but it's usually not a fun one. And what I offer is just a fun, great experience and lasting memories. And what I do is I put together a show every year in October, and we do a fundraiser. And all the funds go to, right now we're doing it at a local charity called Ann's Place in Danbury, Connecticut. And so all the funds go to Ann's Place, and Ann's Place is a facility for breast cancer and actually all cancer survivors and their families. So they offer counseling and yoga, and they have support groups, and they do that kind of stuff. So that's been really awesome, and it's something that's grown, and every year we do better. We raise more money, and it just keeps going.
I've seen the pictures, and they're absolutely magnificent. Most of them are black and white photos.
Yes.
Of these women. And again, you're able to bring out something that they might have thought they lost or didn't really even know that they had. And it's really, it's uplifting to see the work that you've done with these women. So you've done photography, you've done videography. You've helped people rebrand themselves, find who they are. You've helped them dig down. And actually, because if you're able to show yourself on a camera, that's really digging deep. So you have some true talent that you then share with everyone, which is really amazing. So what do you see yourself doing next as far as photography? Is there any project that you're looking to do, or is there any specific area that you'd like to get into, or are you basically, you know, there?
I feel like I'm doing a lot right now. with photography. I definitely love video. I love filmmaking. I like the production. It involves a lot more. There's sound. There's movement. There's editing. There's a lot more involved. I like both. I like both mediums. I think it's just really expanding on creating content for people and really helping them become the best that they could possibly be, because that's really what I see in people. It could be a blessing and a curse. I see the best.
Well, no, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, because especially in today's world, we hear so much negativity that people are looking, they're searching. And it's something that we need. We need more than ever. So would you ever travel to go photograph anyone?
To Tuscany? Or
you got it.
I could do that. Yes, I have a passport. I'm ready to go.
Well, Kristen, thank you so much. I can't wait to see some of the projects that you're working on. And again, what you do for people and being able to have them dig deep down and empower them to actually like themselves and come up with some self-esteem. And then, of course, you know, get on, rebrand, find out things. So again, Kristen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sylvia.
To find out more about Kristen, visit her website at kristenjensen.com. Thank you for joining me today. On our next podcast, I'll be talking with another extraordinary woman. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and of course, our website, lifeofprey.com. Listen, subscribe for free, and take us with you wherever you are. This has been a Life of Prey production.